From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for June 22nd. Mason, June 22nd. Markets Desk 5 Stories. Watch the tape. Ignore the noise. Let's get into it. First, from Payments in Full. UK Payments Nationalism. The UK launched an A2A open banking scheme called the UK Payments Initiative UCPI. The initial use case will be recurring bill payment. This is a scheme only, not a switch. That makes it more like NACHA in the US. The fintechs are regulated under a variety of charters, PSB, ME, and a PIS. Future use cases include subscription payments and e-commerce payments. The ultimate goal is to create a viable alternative to traditional card-based payments. The scheme provides some benefits to bill pay consumers. Limits on amounts. Consumers can cap the ticket size for each biller. It will use the UK's faster payments rails to move money. The scheme is a collaboration between regulated fintechs and banks. Unclear what happens if a legitimate bill exceeds that limit. Limits on duration. Consumers can set an end date for each recurring bill. Unclear what happens if that end date arrives before the consumer's obligations expire, such as paying off a loan. No timing controls. The scheme does not seem to provide control on when the bill gets paid. Since most bill pay uses backs US ACH at no fee, banks earn more on UCPI, lower cost, while faster payments have higher processing costs than backs. It has many fewer high-cost exceptions. UCPI is like to satisfy some of its goals, but not all. It will anchor banks' role in the payment system as all faster payment transactions must originate at a bank. It will not take volume from cards until it tackles e-commerce. Bill pay mostly displaces back subscriptions, displace backs and low-ticket card payments that account for a fraction of card TPV. E-commerce could take a big share of card TPV, but requires a full disputes process, like chargebacks, that doesn't yet exist. It also requires merchant connectivity. It is unlikely to become global. Faster payments is not yet interoperable with other instant schemes. Stable coins and tokenized deposits may erode card network cross-border volumes well before UCPI could meaningfully globalize. It won't translate to the US, not least because the US does not yet allow fintechs to initiate instant payments and because high credit card interchange anchors consumers via rich rewards. The US relies on low-cost ACH for most recurring bills and may migrate to the request for payment version of instant as a future option. Subscriptions are on tokenized cards or ACH, both with modest costs due to low ticket sizes. E-commerce uses credit and debit cards, where rewards anchor spend. Conclusions: UCPI takes a creative approach to a UK-centric problem. It may succeed on B, bill pay and subscriptions. E-commerce remains an open question given the required integrations and dispute processes. Only this use case would meaningfully erode card TPV. UCPI won't translate to the US or displace the networks in cross-border. Developed countries rarely introduce new payment schemes, particularly a private sector scheme. Some US services align bill pay with payroll deposits to ensure sufficient liquidity. The scheme provides some benefits to banks. Revenue lift. UCPI imposes a 5.5p US 7 cents access fee on the fintechs. The last new private sector US networks were real-time payments from the clearing house and Zelle from early warning, both bank-owned utilities whose planning started around 2015. The UK banks just announced a new A2A scheme with it explicit goal of displacing card-based payments and backs. That is, UK Payments Initiative Limited UCPI launched a scheme designed for the next generation of open banking payments, marking a turning point in the availability of alternatives to traditional card-based and direct debit payments. I don't think the new TCH utility to settle tokenized deposits counts as a scheme. If it does, then maybe it isn't such a rare event. Of course, the Fed introduced FedNote, but that isn't private sector. Developed collaboratively with banks and fintechs, UCPI scheme establishes a shared rulebook, commercial model and operational standards for flexible, automated or recurring account-to-account payments powered by open banking. These payments can be used initially for payments to the government, utilities, charities, financial services, and more. UCPI is a scheme but not a physical network. The closest US equivalent would be NACHA, which sets ACH rules but does not operate an ACH switch. UCPI clearing and settlement appear to use the faster payments network, the UK's equivalent to FedNow and RTP. UCPI seems to have set aside bank/fintech friction. The UK long ago mandated open banking on a broader basis than even Rule 1033 would do in the US. In particular, the UK offers PIS payment initiation service provider, which allows regulated fintechs to push out a consumer permission payment from behind bank firewalls. Rule 1033 only addresses data extraction. It does not open the way to payment initiation. This post will explain how Ukbil operates and what problems it tries to solve. Next, second, from Prince Unchen. Important events and data preview of the week. Summer Davos, US. Core PCE. NVIDIA shareholders meeting. US core PCE price index annual rate for May is penciled in at roughly 2.6%. The Fed's go to inflation readout set to drop Thursday. Up next, third, from Prince Unchen. Daily News Wall June 21, 2026. Daily News Wall June 21, 2026 Live geo/War Lake Lucerne Summit. Vance plus Witkoff plus Kushner met Iran's delegation speaker Kalibaf. FM Araghchi face-to-face at the Bujinstok Resort. First high-level direct US-Iran talks. Vance chance to turn over a new leaf. Great progress has been made. Never before has Iranian and American leadership met at such a high level. Touted lower US gas prices. Pakistan plus Qatar mediators in the room. The Iranians declined to stand beside the US/mediators for cameras, but Trump from Camp David will hit Iran very hard again. Justly. E last week, only harder. If its highly paid proxies in Lebanon keep causing trouble, Iran state media talks entered a difficult phase and recessed after an insulting US message position. We will never back down from the right to enrich uranium. And the other side is also forced to exit. PT it, Araghchi. Implementation is more important than signing Galibaf X. They would do better to be careful. Our armed forces are prepared to respond. It is we who act. Hormuz dispute persists. Iran says closed again. CENTCOM says 55 vessels plus 17 M plus barrels transited Saturday safely. GC warned vessels to avoid the Strait. Trump's toll threat. US tolls on Hormuz if no final deal in 60 days. Guardian Angel Services rendered sen. AMCB this, if the deal fails, Trump is going to take over the Strait of Hormuz by force. Charge a fee expanded Abraham Accords. Israeli-Lebanon strikes killed till the 20 June 2021 despite a reported Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire. Emergency Lebanon session added to the Swiss agenda. Trump approval. In a slump, midterms 5 months away equals political pressure to close a deal. Pentagon full mine clearance up to 6 months. Insurers cite 40-50 days before carriers transit. Macro/policy US markets closed for the weekend. The hawkish FOMC plus the Lake Lucerne talks set Monday's tone. Wednesday's FOMC S till dominates. 1/2026 quarter point hike fully priced. 9 of 18 dots project to hike. 2026 median dot 3.8%. PCE forecast raised to 3.6%. The dollar index on the verge of a major breakout remains crypto's most direct headwind wash. Killed crypto's rate cut trade. Brent till the $75.80 pre-conflict levels. Down tilde 9% on the week as 16.17 million barrels/day exit Hormuz. The disinflationary counterweight IMF plus World Bank plus IEA. If oil shipping doesn't normalize, increasing risks for fuel security. As summer demand picks up this week's data. Durable goods. May personal income/spending PCE. June PMIS softer. June CPI plus PCE expected mid-July on lower oil equals the 60-90-day path to a less hawkish September. Plot Fed proposed. Requiring payment stablecoin issuers to hold reserves equals regulatory grew. End work building Japan's yen near a 40-year low. Intervention bets equals a global liquidity wildcard. Bitcoin plus gold the only major assets red in 2026 equals the higher for longer dollar regime at work. Market/energy Brent tilde $75.89% week. Record 16-17 May. Lien barrels exited Hormuz daily. The peace dividend disinflation last session. Thir Russell 2000 plus 2.12%. Nasdaq plus 1.91%. S&P plus 1.08%. Dow plus 0.14%. Friday closed June 18th. Pixar's Toy Story 5 Lasso. The biggest opening weekend in franchise history. $160 million Kramer. The AI trade has left the hyperscalers in the dust equals the leadership rotation debate intensifies. Dollar index breakout risk equals pressure on all risk assets into Monday. Gold plus Bitcoin the only major assets are. E deal in 2026 equals the dollar/rate regime. Nasdaq quarterly rebalance June 20. 2022 tomorrow adds Arstar Labs, CoreWeave, Nebius, Rocket Lab, Teradyne, SpaceX, SBCLEX, world's fifth-largest stock consolidating FIFA World Cup 2026 ongoing Kraken official crypto exchange tilde 20% OF Bitcoin miners and profitable public miners sold 32,000 plus Bitcoin in Q1 equals a supply overhang tech/I/regulation Kramer. The AI trade has left the hyperscalers in the dust. What will it take for MSFD/Google/Amazon to catch up? NASDAQ 100 June 22 rebalance. Arstar Labs, CoreWeave, Nebius, Rocket Lab, Teradyne added Franklin Templeton filed for 2 Bitcoin DRIP ETFs hold US stocks, reinvest dividends into Bitcoin, effective as earlier as Sept 1. A major Wall Street bank filed amended spot ETF applications for both Ethereum and Solana. Fed proposed requiring payment stablecoin issuers to maintain reserves equals stablecoin regulatory framework advancing. Microsoft found malware that hijacks crypto wallets plus spreads via USB sticks harvests private keys from the Windows clip. SpaceX SBCDEX world's fifth largest stock. Tokenized SBCX trades on Solana holds 18,712 Bitcoin. NVD Anthropic partnership scaling very, very quickly. One clarity act on the Senate floor now. The 7 Democrat math is all that's left. White House July 4 signing target stands Standard Chartered. XRP ETFs could pull $8 billion. If clarity passes equals the codification C. Daily news wall from past 24 hours. Join our Discord community, connect with Tiger Capital Research readers, discuss market ideas, and follow real-time updates. And then, fourth, from Prince Luncheon, Deutsche Bank turns hawkish on the Fed, rate hikes now expected in 2026. Deutsche Bank now sees 2 Fed hikes this year totaling 50 basis points and the federal funds rate ending 2026 at 4.1%. The shift stems from sticky inflation and a hawkish tone from new chair Kevin Walsh, with core PCE projected at 3.2% for year-end. Their base case targets hikes in September and December, though an earlier move or a 75 bp tightening scenario isn't ruled out. For markets, the update reinforces a higher for longer outlook, keeping pressure on rate sensitive assets and suggesting continued volatility in fixed income as investors adjust. Next, fifth, from Prince Luncheon, join Tiger Capital Research Discord, an interdisciplinary community. Inside the community, we have channels for quant research and trading frameworks, machine learning for markets, coding infrastructure and research tools, polar market and prediction market analysis, crypto, VC, and multi-bagger watchlists, papers, textbooks, and theory foundations. It is designed as a res. Itch-oriented community for builders, analysts, students, traders, and curious readers who want to learn across fields. Tiger Capital Research, join us here. We've launched our Discord as an interdisciplinary community for people working across markets, AI, quant research, prediction markets, crypto, and technical learning. Goal, create a focused space for high signal discussion, research sharing, and collaboration across disciplines. As I was watching Toy Story 5 and realizing that the movie is not really about Woody and Buzz, but about Jessie vs a female representation of tech, it occurred to me that since the run of Bob Chapek utterly fucking up Disney's animation business with support from COVID, we have seen a serious 2RN towards women being leaders at the box office in a serious way. Up next, 6th, from David Boland, THB-847, Chick Habit. There aren't enough women getting enough opportunity to make movies. I get that, but it's not what I want to discuss here today. Sticking to animation to start, 8 animated movies released in 2024-2025, and what we have of 2026 have grossed over $150 million. Toy Story 5 is Jessie's story, as she leads the group to reconnect a girl distracted by electronic media, with Buzz and Woody as side pieces. Inside Out 2 is about a teen girl and her female-led brain. Mona 2 is about a teen girl who is saving her culture with an assist from an egocentric macho man/demigod. Zootopia 2 is led by Judy Hopps with a co-equal male, but she drives story both times. The Super Mario Galaxy movie is about two boys saving two girls, kinda. Despicable Me 4 is built around Baby Gru and the rest of the gang, with a new female villain. Kung Fu Panda 4 continues to be about the goofy male panda and his quests. Hoppers is about a young girl who ends up in an animal body, created by female scientists. So we have 2 films, 2 of the 3 longest-running franchises clearly led by male characters, and 7 films in this elite group led by female characters. Interestingly, the next box office tier down, $50 million, $149 million domestic grosses, has 10 animated titles in the 2.5 box office years. The top grosser of the group is female-led, but after that, it's Testosterone Central, Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba, Infinity Castle, $137, and Migration, $128, and Goat, $103, and Dogman, $98, and The Garfield Movie, $92, and The Bad Guys, $28, $3, and David, $90, and Elio, $73, and Transformers, $159, and It Almost Makes You Feel Bad for the Boys. The Wild Robot is about a female-voiced robot who ends up living in nature, $144 million. I count seven more major animated releases this year. Minions and Monsters is the next one up. I read the Minions as male, but they remain sexually ambiguous in many ways. Paw Patrol, the Dino movie, is for the under-12 set with a male boy lead. Forgotten Island is very much led by two girls on an adventure and, after a great reaction at CinemaCon, is pretty sure to be the #2 or #3 for the rest of the year's releases, behind Minions and competing with Hexed, but in the $150 and plus club. Wildwood is a female-led Laker modern fairy tale. The Cat in the Hat is a classic with a brother and sister following the cat. Hexed is the story of a young woman drawn into a literally magical world. Ice Age, Boiling Point, The Garfield Movie 2, Spider-Man, Beyond the Spider-Verse, Shrek 5, Untitled, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutant Mayhem Sequel, Frozen, Roman 3, that's a lot of testosterone, even though Garfield and the Mutant Turtles are really the two that don't have much female energy balance within their movies. The Angry Birds Movie 3 is more male than female. 2027 has a load of major sequels, 6. And of course, Frozen Roman 3 will let girls go crazy and boys will tag along. I expect all of these to succeed. Moving on to the live action side. Again, in 2024, 2025, and what we have gone through of 2026 so far, there have been 78 live action films that have grossed over $50 million domestic. Numbers from the last month still growing, but have to pick a range. 44 of those films have had primarily male leads and have grossed $7 billion for an average of $159 million per film. And then, 7th, from Swiss Transparent Portfolio. Swiss Portfolio. If April was the month the market learned to ignore geopolitics, May was the month it received the invoice for the AI buildout. And the invoice is enormous. Start with the most symbolic headline of the period. Anthropic confidentially filed for a US IPO, jumping ahead of OpenAI in a race that looks less technological and more financial by the week. Its last round valued the company near $1.0 trillion. SpaceX was marching toward its own mega IPO at a reported $1.75 trillion, and OpenAI expects to list within a year. Some of the most important private companies on Earth are trying to squeeze through the public market window at the same time, competing for a pool of capital that is vast, but not infinite. Anthropic will be the first foundational model company to show audited numbers to the market. If its unit economics convince, it validates the entire ecosystem. If they reveal a structure addicted to compute spend and external financing, it cracks the narrative holding up much of the American market. Either way, we will finally see the cards. Meanwhile, the balance sheet war escalated. Alphabet launched an equity raise of up to $80 billion, upsized to roughly $85 billion on demand, the largest corporate equity raise in history, including a $10 billion direct investment from Berkshire Hathaway. Think about that. One of the best cash-generating businesses ever created now needs equity, more than $85 billion of new debt over the past year, and at the market programs to keep pace. Days later, Meta was reported to be weighing its own raise of tens of billions, and the stock fell 6% on the news. Buffett's stamp legitimizes the capex. It does not answer the harder question. Search was a flywheel monopoly that was cheap to serve. Generative AI, so far, looks like converging models, mobile researchers, and users who switch providers in one click. Everyone is investing for monopoly rents. The market may end up paying commodity returns. We position accordingly, owning the toll roads, not the race cars. Nvidia, for its part, opened a new front, RTX Spark, a chip built with MediaTek and Microsoft to run AI agents locally on the PC, paired with the Vera CPU. It is a direct invasion of Intel, AMD, Qualcomm and Apple territory, and their pre-market reactions showed the fear. AMD is effectively validating the same thesis, racing to turn every premium PC into an AI workstation through its Ryzen AI platform and dedicated NPUs. After the cloud training boom, the next battle moves to the edge. Qualcomm is already calling 2026 the year of agents. Under new chair Kevin Warsh, the June 17 FOMC held rates at 3.503.75% by a unanimous 12-0 vote, but the projections underneath flipped hawkish. 9 of 18 participants now pencil in at least one hike before year end. The median dot moved to 3.8% from a March reading that still implied a cut, and 17 of 18 judged inflation risks tilted to the upside. Narrative is not adoption, but the direction is unmistakable. AI is becoming a permanent layer of the personal computer. The Fed confirmed it. The man Trump installed to cut his holding and hinting at hikes because tariffs, the Iran energy shock, and the AI investment boom have kept inflation sticky, with May CPI at 4.2%, a three-year high. Warsh stripped the statement to 130 words, scrapped forward guidance, and said the commitment to price stability is unanimous and unambiguous. The market got the message. Stocks fell on the day. The two-year yield jumped 16 basis points to its highest in over a year, and the dollar had its best session in nearly a year. After 5 years above target, the bar for cuts is now demonstrably higher than the market spent the spring discounting. Even Trump has gone quiet on rate cuts. That tells you everything. And then, the resolution. For weeks the market kept trading Strait of Hormuz headlines while the physical market drained underneath it, onshore inventories falling at one of the fastest paces in history, strategic reserves released at 9 to 10 million barrels per week. The binary we flagged, either the ERG controls Hormuz or it does not, finally broke the right way. On June 15 the US and Iran announced a peace deal. Trump declared the strait would reopen shortly, and oil fell hard. Which brings us to the headline that crystallizes the moment. SpaceX went public on June 12 in the largest IPO in history, raising roughly $75 billion, more than $85 billion with the greenshoe at a $135 offer price. Then surged 19% on debut and another 20% on its first full session, vaulting past a $2 trillion valuation. The tail risk that hung over energy, travel, and inflation for 2 months has been cut off at precisely the moment the market wanted it gone. The relief was immediate and broad. Musk is already floating a path to $1 trillion of revenue by 2030. And the newly public giant is wasting no time, reportedly moving to acquire coding tool Maker Cursor in a deal valued around $60 billion. Next, 8th, from Bloomberg Markets. Rupee may get further boost as Indian banks line up overseas debt. Around $10 billion of overseas debt is now being lined up by Indian banks, a move that could give the rupee the modest lift. The funding push comes as state-backed lenders, led by the State Bank of India, look to tap foreign markets to broaden their balance sheets and support growth in the world's fastest-growing major economy. The banks are targeting a mix of sovereign and corporate bonds, with the aim of diversifying financing sources beyond domestic deposits. By tapping global investors, they hope to lock in lower borrowing costs, which should translate into a slightly tighter rupee-dollar spread. Policymakers see this as a way to deepen capital markets and reduce reliance on short-term capital flows. The RBI has signaled that it will keep an eye on the currency impact, but the consensus is that the added depth will be a net positive for stability. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin, link in show notes. Up next, 9th, from Bloomberg Markets. Iran deal strategic defeat for US defense analyst. Stimson Center senior fellow Kelly Greco argues the new memorandum of understanding largely restores the pre-war status quo rather than delivering decisive gains for the United States, calling it a strategic defeat for the US. Source, Bloomberg. And then, 10th, from Bloomberg Markets. Emerging market stocks mark fresh high as US-Iran talks progress. Oil falls. Emerging market stocks rose to a fresh record as the US and Iran agreed upon a roadmap to a final peace deal, indicating progress in talks that have proceeded in fits and starts amid threats by President Donald Trump. That's the read. Watch the tape. Ignore the noise. Back tomorrow.